The ancient world, the Greco-Roman world, what we would call the Gentile world, that world was captivated by one myth that would terminate in an annual mystery celebration every year. And it was the myth and the mystery of Demeter and Persephone. Now, this time, you probably know what I'm talking about because it's there in our ancient history. We all learned this story somewhere in elementary school or in middle school. So I'm going to refresh it for you, and it'll probably make sense as I tell it to you. This is what they believed. They believed that there was this goddess Demeter. And Demeter was responsible for sustaining humanity by sustaining the crops. And that she did, with great faith and great fervor. So every year, as the people brought in their crops, they could thank Demeter for the bounty that they withheld. Well, Demeter had a daughter. She was more than just a daughter. She was Demeter's most beloved of daughters, Persephone. And while Demeter sustained the world with the crops, Persephone brought beauty to that natural world. Her job was to bring about the wildflowers that would decorate the earth. In fact, the ancient Greeks used to say that it was Persephone herself who painted each and every wildflower. Well, Persephone's beauty did not go unnoticed. There was the god of the underworld, Hades. Hades spied Persephone and wanted her for his wife. And so one day he abducted her. He kidnapped her. Demeter, unable to find her daughter, was distraught and grieving. And as she grieved, the crops fell into disarray and died as the world fell into drought and winter. Eventually, she realized what had happened and she appealed to Zeus. And Zeus brokered a bit of a truce, and this is how it worked. Every springtime, Hades would relinquish his wife, Persephone, and she would be allowed to come out of the underworld and come back to grace the world with her presence, and that would continue through spring and into summer, but in autumn, she had to return. Hence, the crop cycles. That's the mysteries that animated the ancient Greco-Roman world. It's a mystery that's based in this mythology of Demeter and Persephone and Hades. And it eventually became so popular that if you were a person of wealth and means, at that transition between spring and into summer, you could go and endure the Eleusinian mysteries. That is, you could take part in a 10-day festival in which you would pay quite heavily to participate in it. And then you would participate in this festival and you would be taken through the mysteries. And at the end of it, it guaranteed that you would be successful in business and that you would also have a place in the afterlife, something that in the ancient world was reserved only for heroes. Well, the church, what we call the ecclesiae, those who have been called out of the world, was given birth into this world that was dominated by this myth of Demeter and Persephone. And furthermore, the church is deeply rooted in Judaism, as it sprang out of Judaism. And so this new birth, this new creation, the church, spoke to the world in very Jewish ways. And this is what the church said. Oh, so you want to participate in a mystery. You want to know what the engine that drives all of creation is? We'll tell you. It's free of charge. You can come to us and participate in our mysteries. For this is no legend, this is no myth, but rather this is a mystery that has been revealed to us in the person of Jesus the Anointed, Jesus the Messiah, Jesus the Christ. And it's the mystery of life, death, and resurrection. And speaking in the most Jewish of ways, it is the Passover of Jesus from death into life. And so the church would invite the world to partake in this very week that we celebrate this Sunday, Holy Week. The church would invite the world to come and to wave palm branches, to walk with Jesus as Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets who were sent to her, and then to celebrate Jesus giving of the great commandment, love and serve one another as I have loved and served you, to taste of the goodness of the Christian Passover, the Eucharist, the sacrifice of prayer and thanksgiving that we know as of Holy Communion, and then the church would celebrate the solemnity of Good Friday, Jesus' betrayal, his arrest, his trial and crucifixion. The church would then gather again on Saturday to kindle a new fire in hope of the resurrection. And then it would come together on Sunday morning to celebrate with great vigor this triumph over death and the grave. And thus, generations of people were incorporated into the true mystery that animates all of creation. So today, we come together to begin the celebration of a great mystery. We do so as a community, so that our faith might be strengthened through our immersion into this mystery, and that our lives might then be conformed to the life of the one whom we follow, God in Christ. Each year, the church does that as a whole. But there's also another way into which people are initiated into this mystery of life, death, and resurrection. And that's through the sacrament of holy baptism. When the church gathers around the waters of the font, the church gathers around this central mystery. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. As individuals then are grafted on to Christ the true vine, and thus forever linked to that mystery, so that where Christ goes, we may go also. This morning, Bella and Jacob will be incorporated into this great mystery that animates the world through the promise of God that God will never forget them as they are baptized into his life, death, and resurrection.